A new court filing reveals Department of Government efficiency staffers improperly accessed and shared sensitive Social Security data last year. The new information comes as the Trump administration has used that data to advance dubious claims of fraud. NPR's Stephen Fowler has been following this story and joins me now. Welcome.
Hey there.
This improper access occurred last year. Why are we finding out about it now?
Well, DOGE started in late January 2025 by going through federal agencies and gaining access to all of their systems and data. One of those was the Social Security Administration, which they said was necessary to try and root out fraud. There was a lawsuit filed by a coalition of unions and advocacy groups who argued how DOGE got the access and what they were doing with it was illegal. Then on January 16th, a new filing came in that lawsuit. The Social Security Administration made some corrections to testimony about what DOGE was up to.
What kind of corrections?
So there are four main things that they discovered. One, in early March, a DOGE Social Security staffer sent an encrypted and password-protected file with the names and addresses of roughly 1,000 people to the Department of Homeland Security and copying outside DOGE employees, though they can't determine what was shared. For a week and a half, DOGE employees were sharing data using an unapproved third-party server, and the Social Security Administration says they can't determine what was shared there either. While a federal judge ordered the Social Security Administration to block DOGE from accessing the data in March, the agency acknowledged that someone was still using it days later. And we learned that a DOGE staffer secretly signed a voter data agreement with an unnamed political advocacy group seeking to use Social Security data to find evidence of voter fraud.
Did they actually share data with that outside political group?
Aisha, we don't actually know. And that's because the Social Security Administration isn't naming names. But we do know this matches a larger push from both inside and outside the Trump administration to use federal data on state voter rolls to find voter fraud. Case in point, just a few days after this little secret agreement was signed, DOGE Social Security employee Antonio Gracias made appearances alongside Elon Musk and on podcasts claiming that sampling Social Security data with voter rolls found evidence of non-citizens registered to vote and casting a ballot.
Was there proof?
When we asked Gracias and the Social Security Administration about it last year and last week, we got no response. When we asked voting experts, though, they said using that type of data for that sort of purpose is error-prone, and all evidence we have of non-citizen voting is that it's incredibly rare. But the Justice Department is now suing 25 states for not handing over their unredacted voter rolls to try and find fraud. Those states and voting rights groups say that that demand is unlawful. Brent Ferguson with the Nonprofit Campaign Legal Center is one of them, and he told us the news that DOGE did improper things with Social Security is more proof.
This filing shows that the government's efforts are really designed not for what they say they are, to enforce federal law, but to chase down conspiracy theories about election fraud.
You've been covering DOGE and its data access push for a year now. How does this new filing fit into the bigger picture?
Well, for one, there are still ongoing privacy concerns. Chuck Borges, a Social Security whistleblower who last year alleged similar patterns of improper access and possible violations of the law, told NPR that Congress should have already taken action.
It's disappointing to be proven right. Yes, it's validating, but it's also disappointing because it puts American public's data at risk.
And it's not just Social Security data. Court records show the Department of Homeland Security has consolidated a wide range of government data from places like the Health and Human Services Department and the Internal Revenue Service to implement its policy changes, especially around immigration enforcement.
That's NPR's Stephen Fowler. Thank you so much.
Thank you.